The New York State Senate this week passed a measure to restructure some of the administrative policies of the Adirondack Park Agency. The bill would modify procedures for permit applications submitted to the agency and deals with the transfer of development rights within the Adirondacks. The bill passed 55-5 in the Senate, but it is being roundly criticized by environmental groups. Protect the Adirondacks board member and former APA executive director and counsel Bob Glennon says the bill that the Senate passed is poorly written and confusing.
It's a masterpiece of mischievous gibberish.
It kind of looks like what they want to do is to be able to enforce against a subsequent landowner an unrecorded permit. By that I mean the law now requires that an agency permit to subdivide or to develop something be recorded in the county clerk's office. But they wrote it in such a way as to seem to say the mere issuance of a permit vests the project. They can never change even if the guy doesn't build it for 10 years. They're also fiddling around with the density guidelines of the Park Agency Act. Those are the statutory restrictions on number of buildings per square mile, and that looks really mischievous. It's just a horrendous mess.
Adirondack Council spokesman John Sheehan says while the development rights transfer idea is good, there are too many other poison pills that overwhelm any positive aspects of the legislation.
We're concerned that local governments won't be able to plan, and because they won't have the information of permits being approved by the park agency, that it's going to cause some difficulties in communities. At the same time, it's going to be making it kind of difficult on neighbors to know what their neighbors are going to do. If you're considering buying a piece of property in the park or a home, and you don't know that your neighbor intends to subdivide what is currently just one lot, that might have an impact on your decision, but it's not going to if you don't know about it. And, of course, lenders might want to have some idea as to whether the loan that they're offering for somebody to buy a piece of property is going to be a wise decision or not, and a lot of that has to do with what's next to it. So these are ramifications that reverberate throughout the community, and really think that the Senate didn't take these into consideration when passing this bill.
Senator Betty Little sponsored the bill, saying it would provide greater flexibility to transfer development rights and would encourage smart growth within the Adirondack Park. Senator Little is confounded by the criticism.
What happens in that 60-day, and this was done by the park agency themselves in the interest of trying to be more efficient. You cannot build a thing. You can't turn over the ground until you have filed with the county clerk. All they're saying is we're taking away the 60-day limitation so you can file in 3 months, in 4 months, in 6 months. Maybe it takes time to get your financing together. You know, it's the park agency that believe that 60 days is not necessary. And you cannot build until you do file with the county clerk. And that permit that they grant you remains on their files forever, so they know when that's activated. I don't understand their objection.
There is no companion legislation yet in the New York Assembly. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.